I know that I ministered before, so I don't know what I'm about to say, and I don't even remember what we did, but I do remember talking to you. Okay. Okay. There. Okay. Amen. Well, we'll do that again, too. Just keep layering it, one on top of the other. Okay, that's what I prayed before then, right on the heels of that. I just, because of the impartation that I received, it's an enhancement to what was already there. I don't understand the fullness of it, but I want to declare that over your life so that you will actually increase. I'm praying for increase in these days. Absolutely necessary that when you prophesy, you're going to prophesy outside the four walls, and it's going to be easy.
Yes.
It's going to be easy. You're going to be at a restaurant, and you're just going to look at somebody, and you're going, oh, my God. And you're going to go over there, and you're just going to begin to talk to them. And you'll begin to prophesy over them. Again, it's going to be just language. It's going to be dialogue. It's not going to be anything fixed and fancy. No tracks. Nothing wrong with tracks. I'm just saying, I just really see you literally being the track there. You're the track that needs to be articulating what it is that God has on his heart. Literally, you're going to go into a restaurant, and you're going to see somebody, and you're going to know it. And then you have to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? But do not fear. Do not fear. Don't become anxious about what you'll say in that hour. The Holy Spirit will literally come upon you, and you will articulate all that is needed and necessary. It doesn't have to be verbose. It doesn't have to be long. It can be just a few short words as a source of encouragement to those individuals that will set them on a path to discover him. Jesus, I now pray for these ears. This is a day, Lord God, where you're saying that signs and wonders will increase, Lord. And Father, we can't trump this thing up. It's all about you. It's about you bringing about healing. But I'm asking, Balm of Gilead, that you would come now. Jehovah Rapha, that you would come now. And begin to bring the restoration that is necessary, that will enable her to run even faster, and a little harder, Lord God. Though these limitations won't hold her back, Lord, but she sure would like some enhancement, Lord God, and so I declare that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Encourage her in these days. Dreams and visions are vivid. Not something that needs to be interpreted, but when she has them, Lord God, she'll understand it in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. In Jesus' name, amen.
I got two words that go together. I think God wants to give you ridiculous hope.
Ridiculous
hope. Yeah. Yeah, that's the impossible. You know?
We won't go there.